Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Josh Naylor, he was a maniac last night in that rally by the Guardians in their win against the Twins. Good Thursday morning, David.
Who more do you associate with, Teixeira or Naylor?
Mark Teixeira?
No, not college to Major League Baseball. Guys that have those dad bods that hit the ball a long ways that you're like, those guys have a lot of fun.
I wouldn't mind hitting against that Twins bullpen over the last week.
It has been shoddy.
Yeah, with a fourth blown save in the last seven, and the Guardians won last night. Good morning, everybody. Welcome in on a Thursday. Does it feel like it's the last day of June?
No.
We've reached the end of June. We are halfway through 2022.
Does it feel like that for you?
You got 1 through 9. You don't know who's going to get a pencil in. We got the top of the order.
I'm trying.
We got that key cleanup spot.
I feel like we're getting ready to have a broadcast on Westwood One, and there's gamesmanship where they haven't released the lineups yet.
Yeah.
Just want to get your cards ready. Yeah. Can we do that?
Oh, now Shane has left the studio.
No, we guilted him into it.
He's like, I'll get it now.
Well, what was the holdup? What was the holdup?
I'm not sure. Shane's like,
Yeah. Whatever that means.
Whatever.
That means.
But welcome in, everybody. It is Sharp and Betting in the Morning.
It is not.
Yeah, it still is. You and I are here. Shane has just left the studio.
Just you and
Chance is in the studio this morning as
Chance.
Well.
What's up,
yo.
Chance? He said yo.
Good morning.
Whoa, you say yo at 6:09? That's an awful early yo.
Hell yo.
Hello.
We don't cuss on the show. But that's
heck
okay.
Yo.
Shane drops a couple of inappropriate references, though.
But we have a busy lineup. It's also a Thursday, so that means you have a chance to win from Oscar's Pizza and Grill and ask us anything. We also have a chance with the Baseball Montage Open that did not include Vladdy not being very happy last night, Toronto and Boston. It did not include because it was a late-night game, and because they play on the West Coast and they're not very good, people don't pay as much attention, and they should because they have the game's best players. What Shohei Ohtani is doing is unbelievable once again. He did it last year at the plate combined with what he did on the mound. This year he is doing it on the mound because he was great again last night against the White Sox. He had 11 strikeouts. The Sox struck out 15 times in that loss. But during the stretch where he hasn't allowed a run in the last three games that he has started, he has also hit four home runs.
Nip that echo in the bud.
The pregnant pause there. Did you see what I did?
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell people right now, this is going to be chaos today. There's no doubt about it. This show is just going to be chaos. We're in transition on Sharp and Betting in the Morning, and it's just going to be a nightmare today. Okay, so everybody buckle up. But what Shohei Ohtani is doing,
It's been 12 minutes, and we haven't had the random noise. That's going to happen. I mean, I'm pretty sure. Isn't that right, old Chancy Pants?
I made sure it was in the proper alignment, so it wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Well, we're all right. We're already making progress. Making progress.
But Ohtani, if you have not seen his act, it is better than it was last year.
You love him.
How can you not? Well, the guy does it on the mound, does it at the plate. He's a funny guy. Did you see him when they had the bench clearing get together the other day against Seattle? He came out and he like hugged somebody to pull him away. His interpreter was in the middle of it.
Can I just press pause, although I'm not pregnant, that I just would like to see a little more in like meaningful things in crunch time. It's easier to do those kinds of things when you're in not high leverage situations. They lose a lot of games. He stacks a lot of stats and he has fun doing it. Like, give me like a critical game four or, you know, a play-in game or something like that. I mean, there's no pressure on the guy.
He's doing it both at the mound and the plate, and I don't think he's going to have one of those kind of games as long as he stays in Los Angeles. I think there's some people on the East Coast that have a lot of money that would be very enticing to go get him when he is available. But he's one of those guys that has elevated himself in the world of sports that I think you would go out of your way to go watch. Like if he's pitching down at the K, you're looking at the probables, you're probably going to hop in your car from Omaha and drive down 29 and go watch him.
I'm going to watch me some Shohei.
But last night he was great again. Again, last three games that he started.
Tim Buck says you can't spell his first and last name correctly on the first try without looking at it. I'd almost guarantee it.
O-H-T-A-N-I.
Well, who?
O-H-T-A-N-I.
How do you pronounce it, or how do you spell his first name?
Shohei.
How do you spell it?
S-H-O-A-I.
Yeah, free me. You
say free meat?
Yeah, no, free me. Winner, winner. Chicken to the bone dinner. S-H-O-H-E-I.
I was just off by a letter.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. Fifth grade was the spelling bee. You can't expect me to put me on the spot. I mean, tell me to spell Krzyzewski.
You know, I had Mrs. Solo as my librarian at Lord Dodge Elementary. And you talk about a high-leverage situation. I was supposed to be a smart kid. Won all the travel, the multiplication games, yada, yada, yada. Your boy could not spell chief to advance to the next round of the school spelling bee. Devastated, traumatized, still remember. And Mrs. Solo was a very nice, soft-spoken lady, and she said, I'm sorry, that is incorrect. I prefer I'd have gotten Shohei. I'd have spelled that right. Guarantee you.
I'm impressed by you that you knew what your librarian's name was.
Yeah, she was pretty fantastic. We sat on ladybug chairs when we were good students. And if you were the... Jens thinks that's funny. Yeah, they were little, it was a little three-legged stool, and it was painted like a ladybug. And when you were a good student, you got to sit on the ladybug chairs. What's wrong with that?
No, it's just, it's fun, the things you remember.
Yeah, I have one of those memories, Chancy Pants. And my fellow Lord Dodginians can back me up on that. I had one of the greatest principals of all time, Ramona Barti, very strict. Would whoop your behind if she felt like it. Dare you to say otherwise? The ladybug chairs. Very small. You had to have a narrow bunda. But when you're a little kid, a lot of times it fit. Not all that comfortable. I mean, the stool was only about a foot and a half high.
Yeah, but there's the pride of being on the ladybug chair.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't care if it's comfortable or not.
Remember when
a lot of people that go for a ride, that they're just happy to be there.
Remember when it used to be fun to have people read to you? Now it's like, oh my gosh, can you hurry up? Like, what happened?
No, I think when I go to schools and read to kids, they're excited.
Because
I do all the voices.
But you probably do. He's going to full-fledged character.
Yeah, I mean, what
you know what you should do?
Like,
you
little
should,
kids are sitting there going, oh, here we go again. Another adult's reading a book.
What I'm
like, here comes the monster!
Is recap like games. Say things like, Judginian blast, and here comes the judge, and judgment day.
Hicks! To the sticks.
You know what I mean? And Naylor nailing another one. And kids would be like, oh my gosh, this dude's on PCP.
No, I enjoy reading to the kids. Yeah, you gotta mix it up. Because I was in there, sitting in front of an adult back in the day.
You'd be so corny, though.
No, I'm not really corny, but I do the voices, and people are like, oh, that's cool. And it's got to be memorable. Instead of like, okay, here... Dick went down to the grocery store and got a pack of cigarettes.
It's 2022. The kids don't have those names anymore.
Richard went to the grocery store and got a pack of lung darts.
It would be closer to Ricardo than Richard, okay? We don't do Dick and Jane anymore. Do you even know a Jane? Jane is another one of those names that is oh, by the way.
I don't think I do. I haven't known many Janes in my lifetime.
Yeah, you make me laugh.
But you got me thinking. Do I know? Yes. My librarian at St. Pius X was
named Jane Seymour. Let me guess. That's what you're gonna make up.
She was a senile nun.
Whoa.
She was.
Did you know that at the time, or is this
no,
that, now that you're old enough to know what
here's
I
the
was
story.
Grinded.
I didn't know we were going to start with this today.
I didn't either. It was about the ladybug chairs and reading.
Well, now we've gone to...
Does anybody else remember the ladybug chairs? I'm curious.
951-1620.
Hey, I went to Lord Dodge. What are the odds?
We shared a chair.
No, but here's the funny thing. I said Roger Ray once, chemistry teacher
mm-hmm.
that I had at Northwest. somebody emailed me right away. Hey, I had that guy. And all I said was Kim is try, because he had that in his classroom.
It's a small world.
So maybe somebody
small
had
town.
Mrs. Soho.
Okay, maybe somebody here had, I believe her name was Sister Margaret, and she was senile.
That's original.
She was senile. She must have been like 95 years old. But here was the deal. Like, they didn't want to retire her,
mm-hmm.
and so they kept her in a job, and they thought the less damage she could do was in the library. Well, she had no clue where things were.
Wow.
Like, she had, an assistant.
Old Dewey was losing his
she
mind?
She had an assistant that helped her. But I think, yeah, because they didn't want to put her out to pasture, so they kept her employed as the librarian.
Oh, I don't think you do that.
No, it was like I asked. And one of the non-nuns said, yeah, that's what they do. Is they don't, you know, they don't want to, they have nowhere to retire, but they want to be around kids and they want to be in the school. And I also think she was really good friends with the principal at the time, Sister John Agnes. So, yeah, my library experience as a grade schooler was not very good because the librarian had no idea where things were, which I think is one of the prerequisites to being a librarian. Yeah, I could have used Han's mom.
Let's be.
It was not?
Used her for what? And could have been, because that was early 80s. Star Wars came out in what, Chance? 79, 80?
Yeah, 80 late 70s?
It goes 77, 80, and 83.
The little, I forget, we've got a real movie Rolodex. Now, that's one thing, if we were ever going to have dueling producers,
mm-hmm.
like their movie buff history stuff would be very, very interesting. Because, you know, Shane is quick to say, I mean, he knows a lot about that stuff, but... I mean, Chance may be equally formidable.
Oh, yeah. We have frequent interactions on Twitter about that sort of thing.
Do you?
Yeah.
I believe it because you guys have some similar recall mannerisms.
Well, I was running board for when they were out at Warner, and Connor had never seen Jurassic Park. And so
Connor hasn't seen anything.
So me and Josh were giving him the business just the whole time. Essentially,
it's kind of interesting. We don't have any like meet me halfways, the over the top song with Connor because he hasn't seen anything.
But Jurassic Park 1993, by the way.
Hey, there's Shane. Hey, Shane.
What else you want to know?
Hey, he didn't even look that up. He just moseyed on over to the microphone and was like, Jurassic Park 1993.
You want to test both of us?
No,
who's
Shane.
Got better knowledge?
So, you know, wow, competitive little dude. So you know Jurassic Park was 1993. Who does Carlos Rodon pitch for?
I don't know. Damon.
Do you have any idea?
I know who he is.
Do you?
Why are you asking the tough questions already?
I was giving our audience a dose of...
Okay.
It's 6:19 in the morning.
Okay, if you will get extra points if you can name his college and his last two professional teams.
No, give him one.
I know I'm giving him options. Like, he can just throw a dart at a dartboard and go...
Well, he probably pitched for the Yankees, because everybody pitched for the Yankees.
No, they made a run at him, but they thought he was shot.
So
now
he pitches in the New York City of the West Coast.
So he's with the Mets?
I could go with that. That's a tough clue, though. He's just thinking big, crowded, dirty city.
So pitches in San Francisco.
Damn.
Hey, that's pretty good. Now, we couldn't be game show partners or anything, but that was impressive.
Well, you throw me the movie knowledge.
Well, I feel like it would be better like if I asked you like songs from movies and stuff.
Okay,
what
do you get?
Well, we couldn't get the over-the-top song. Remember, we had to go to Twitter. Twitter helped me out.
Yeah, Twitter's very good. Yeah, I haven't seen that movie since the 80s. So, I wasn't into that type of music during the 80s.
What would you call that, like a rock ballad?
Mm-hmm. That would probably be the best way to describe it.
You weren't into that? That wasn't your thing?
Rock ballads when I was like 12.
You weren't Oh Sherry or...
No.
You weren't in your feelings yet?
No, I wasn't in my feelings yet. No, not so much.
Hey, who was that chant? Was that pretty good?
Good.
Thank you. Especially for a guy that has got a raggedy voice. That's Journey, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a Steve Perry Journey, not new Steve Perry.
Yeah.
Who sounds like Steve Perry but doesn't look like Steve Perry, and it's amazing.
Hey, so in this last 164 seconds, Rodon, the Giants, Journey, Steve Perry.
Welcome to the last day of June. It's only going to go up from here down.
So do you know the months that don't have 31 days in them?
Chain?
Chance.
Yes.
My mind's on Chance. What are they?
They are. So I'm going to show you the trick I know how to do it.
Oh,
so
here we go. Don't you like when I just give you a
so
great big
it
term
is
blow pop this
February,
uh-huh.
April, June, September, November. Yeah, those ones.
Why? So what is the hand thing?
So
do?
Basically, you put your hands together. Every place you have a knuckle is a month with 31. And then every time there's a dip, it's got 30, or in February's case, 28 or 29.
Wow. That's deep.
That was from Mrs. Triplett in fourth grade.
See, look at all these educators having impact on our lives. That's the fourth teacher that has been referenced. Shane, you got one whose lap you used to like to sit on?
No.
What?
Not at all.
What?
Never.
You can't do that anymore, but that was a thing back then.
Yeah. To sit on a teacher's lap?
Yes.
I was infatuated with Mrs. Kelly in sixth grade. I never sat on her lap, even though the sixth grade Gary Sharp would have been like, okay. I don't think that happened at my school.
First of all, it's different with who's sitting on whom, okay?
Okay.
So get that out of your head right away. You're sitting on her lap, not vice versa.
Oh.
Wow.
I don't remember a lot of my classmates sitting on their teacher's laps. Maybe it was a Catholic school thing.
That's usually...
I just don't think that was part of our curriculum back then. May have changed since then. All right, let me give you the lineup for the show. Did you ever think, Gary Sharp, when you're driving in today and you were sitting
did you not see Chance looking at me like this?
Sitting at 52nd and Dodge, that this is what the first 20 minutes of the show is going to be? No, I did not. I was wondering why the lady was brave enough at 52nd and Dodge this morning not to have her dog on a leash that was running with her. I thought that dog is pretty good.
I told you the time I was chastised once, and it's not going to happen again. Get your dog on a leash! We went back and forth, and I was like, well, it's my yard. But since then, I have seen numerous social media posts about people not having their dogs on a leash, even though they're in their own yard, and I feel like I was in the wrong. So it will not happen again. I now have a little... Can't see this on... Oh, yeah, sure you can. I have a little screw thing that goes in the ground, and I attach the leash to it. Now... One dog needs it, the other dog doesn't.
Because it's better behaved?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yesterday, I spent $408 on blood work, a checkup, and I don't know why I needed a stool sample with the blood work, and a stool sample and medication.
For your dogs?
Yeah, he has a gum that is enlarged. It's swollen around his, I think it's a canine or something like that, one of his teeth. And I noticed he just was a very slow eater, but he's only five, so it's not like he's like decrepit or anything.
But you're a good pet owner because you didn't think twice.
Well, I actually would have if I had known it was going to be $408. And I immediately got online to Trupanion, and I was like, hey, how close am I to this deductible?
Wow.
Dude.
Pets can be expensive.
Yeah. It was my own version of the crying game.
Let me give you the lineup for the show today, brought to you by the Rooferies of John Higgins Weather Guy.
Well, it was intimated.
You know what? If you watch more of Otani, you'd be a lot more happier.
High leverage. I'm not hating. I mean, I kind of am. I like him. He's talented.
He can't do anything with... He can only do himself.
Yeah, so I can... It's like Bradley Beal.
Well, it's just like you said the same thing about Mike Trout. I mean, Mike Trout might only play in one playoff series. He got swept by the Royals.
I can enjoy Bradley Beal going for 26 a night on a night in which the viewing audience is Mrs. Beal and Mrs. Beal's sister.
He declined $36.4
million. Yeah, I wonder what he's going to do now, because that's a different declining than...
Yeah, I thought he was going to re-up with the Wizards.
Harden, who wants to restructure for more bodies, which if it's... What's his buckets from the annoying guy in Houston and now Milwaukee? What's his name?
P.J. Tucker?
Yeah,
who's
like...
signing with the Sixers?
Like, that's what we're on? That's not a championship.
And especially an East division that got one team in Atlanta got better yesterday. We'll talk about that because today.
How would you like to be Bobby Portis and get like a $6 or $7 million raise? That's per year. I mean, dude's going to go from like, what, 4'8 to like 11?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have the power when your contract comes up, you opt out, they need you.
The snap they, power or the elect, which I got the power?
All the above. I got the power.
It's getting kind of hectic. But I almost slipped up this morning, didn't I, Chance? It was just in the news again, so it was on my mind. Another lawsuit. Fresh.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Not as bad as visiting Chinese restaurants yesterday during the crossover, but.
I'm sure about as fresh as R. Kelly will be today.
Yeah. It is. Just don't put that guy in General Pop.
It is the first day of NBA free agency that we will discuss because there was a big trade yesterday.
What is it, an R&B basketball thing? Like, what was the, what, like, why are we interweaving R. Kelly and you thinking Space Jam or what?
I'm sure there's a lot of people that have interacted with R. Kelly
that are playing in the NBA. Oh, yeah? Is that right?
He used to sit courtside in Chicago.
They believe they could fly?
Yeah. He ain't going to be sitting courtside for a long time.
Yeah.
That was a rough day for Mr. Kelly.
Rough? He earned it, like Smith and Barney.
Well, it was rough leading up to that, apparently. He got 30. A little bit later. I have no idea.
That's a sports take. He got 30.
He got 30.
It's almost Bradley Beal's points per game once.
Yeah, he got 30. And
Harden averaged 30.
Yeah, I think I'd avoid that 30.
You mean his being over his age?
No, where you belong to somebody else for 30 years. Coming up a little bit later on the lineup brought to you by the Roof Freeze of Johnny.
There's another joke in there, but I ain't going there.
This is like peak off season, 58 days away from the start of the season.
Hey, I got one. My man Joe B, his mom remembers the ladybug chairs. I'm telling you, man, it was a thing. I'm happy now. That dude never lets me down.
Like, what happened if you didn't get taken to the ladybug chair?
It's traumatizing. Well, were you
shamed?
You were guaranteed.
Did you have to sit in those plastic chairs?
If your birthday was during the school year, because that was the other time you got to sit on the ladybug chairs. Okay. And there were two.
The dangling of the ladybug chair. Hmm.
It's called incentive.
I see that. What are we talking here? Second, third grade?
Yeah.
We're talking a little Damon running around?
Yes.
Little Damon.
You would hold hands with Jessica?
No, Jennifer Heinsohn.
Well, you even know the last name.
Yeah.
Whoa, she had an impact in your life.
Nah, there's a couple. Christine Northrup, Latasha Stanford.
Like Trisha Davidson, Bridget Duffy. Yeah, you're right. You know, we do remember younger, like your first like little crush.
Yeah.
You remember what their last name was?
Lisa Jenners.
I'm not stopping you. You want to just keep going?
Yeah, Jenny Hightoff.
Jenny Layden. But I'm afraid that some of these people are listening.
It's okay.
Yeah, and they're going to get back to me like.
I told you. I probably better not. Her husband will be like, dang, that's my wife.
Sarah Baker Hansen will join us coming up at 8. There's lots to discuss. Unfortunately, we are in a run of a couple of weeks in this town, a great food town. We have some long-time staples that are closing their doors. So SBH will join us coming up at 8. Stephen M. Sipple will stop by at 8:30.
Are we just going to dub her SBH? That's kind of cool.
She's got a brand.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
SBH.
SBH.
Think she'll vibe with that?
I think she will. It's in her Twitter handle, SBH Omaha.
Okay. What do you want?
What was the girl you named? Jennifer who?
Hightoff.
And what was the girl you named?
Jenny Layden.
My girl was Jennifer Merla. So, I mean, we all had Jennies there.
Could have had a threesome there with the J. Ask Us Anything, brought to you by Oscar's Pizza and Grill. I'll be here all day. I'm just going to stick through the crossover, the midday show, afternoon show. I'll be here all day.
Poor Chance is traumatized.
Is you or Chance doing Ask Us Anything? Shane's going to do Ask Us Anything today.
Oh, let Chance. He's a better reader.
No, Shane has one more.
Well, print them off. Let Chance read them. I can't always stand for so much. So, if you guys had to... Wait. Picking between... I should have read this before.
So if you guys had to pick between...
That's pretty good impersonation.
So if you guys had to pick between Jennifer Hightop and Jenny Layden...
Hightop. That was middle school, so I,
and
my taste
Jennifer Merla, who would you pick?
Jenny Layden was smoking in eighth grade.
Yeah, my taste has changed dramatically. I don't know if I'd like anyone of those people. Maybe Christine.
I told the story about her.
She moved to California. Now, that was tough because that was my neighbor.
I've told the story before.
She could throw, hit.
So my Jenny.
My Jenny.
Jenny is like has a high-ranking position in state government in Iowa.
I was Rudeg.
Run, Forrest, run.
And my man, in his typical Shane moment, sitting on the dorm room bed, he's like, oh.
Brian Edwards will stop by as well if we ever make it.
That
to,
would be you, Shane.
We make it to 10 this morning.
Chance. It's okay.
Chance, what you've walked into is like a continuation of yesterday, but now we're doing it on the air.
Oh, it's a recurring theme. Last 2 days,
the three of us had a little party in here yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're all right.
Yeah, we're gonna have a party for the next 2 days with our good man.
Hey, are you guys playing today?
Who's we?
The Cubs.
No.
Are you okay? All right.
We start the weekend with the Red Sox. Yes.
Okay.
Won last night. Thank you for asking.
No, I know. That's a good win.
Yeah. It's good. Wilson Contreras got a 600th RBI or 600th base hit as a Cub.
Dude, do you know the Braves have 21 wins in June?
Yep.
Seems like a lot.
And Matt Olson has 30 doubles.
Dude, they're 21-5
uh-huh.
with no Rosario, no Acuna, and no Albies.
So they go a 21-5 month of June.
Like, for real.
And the Mets scuttle in June where they don't score many runs.
Would they cut it to 4 or 3 uh-huh. or something like that?
Yeah, the Braves keep winning, and the Mets can't score. They're, 13-12, and I think in 10 of those 12 losses, they've scored 2 runs or less. Scherzer pitches his rehab yesterday. Is supposed to be back. You don't know what's going to happen with DeGrom. Yeah, the Braves.
That must have been some dog. Hmm? What's he got, a Presa Canario, a rot?
I'm not sure. I'm not on the dogs.
I'm going to Google Max Scherzer's dog. Because that bite must have been significant.
That is the lineup for today.
I forgot it already.
Coming up after 7. Yesterday was an interesting day for our friends up in Gopherland with former disgruntled players.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. I got a lot of thoughts.
Well, we're going to talk about that because...
Did I do that?
It seemed like it was, I don't know, unnecessary drama or nothing new. Maybe nothing new. That's my impression.
Yeah, I don't know how much different that is in a lot of programs.
Exactly.
Well, But I do have some thoughts. I mean, we'll see.
I think there's a lot of coaches that, you know what, in front of the camera, away from the camera, in front of their team, away from their team, they're the same person. Can either be a good or a bad thing.
I'm looking
at
Max
Scherzer's
dogs.
But a former teammate got on social media and went after PJ Fleck yesterday, and then some other people chimed in.
Everybody did.
A lot of drama, but I wasn't like, oh my gosh.
I know one thing. I would be very reluctant to pile on.
Oh, yeah, The only fan base that can pile on in the West Division is Iowa, because they have beaten Minnesota 5 straight times. Wisconsin, Nebraska can't. Minnesota's beating Wisconsin. They're beating Nebraska.
And Iowa has had their own issues with their coach.
Exactly, and some might say the stuff that was mentioned on social media by a disgruntled former player yesterday is not on the level of what happened at Iowa. I'm with you. We're going to talk about this after 7, because there's parts of that of the coaching profession and being in the spotlight and how you feel about them, and then how you feel about them if they are winning. All right, that's coming up after 7. Good lineup for you. You're always welcome to join the conversation at any time on the opening day of NBA free agency, 951-1620. You can also discuss, because I think we will, Nathan's hot dog eating contest is coming up this weekend.
Why?
What do you mean, why? This is America.
Well, because if
red,
you
white,
say
and blue,
that,
Joey
Chance is looking at you with all your weird innuendos this morning. Chance, Gary F. Sharp has a thing for the guy that wears the little hat and kind of runs the whole deal. Like, that's his guy. We had him on the show once. Shane nailed him, you know, nailed it down. And Sharp wants to, like, he wants to be that guy.
You'd like to be George Shea.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, did you ever get to, have we ever had the opportunity to talk to Chestnut on these airwaves?
No, we've had George on.
Yeah.
We haven't had Joey.
Shane, how did you? I'm not even going to ask him. Never mind. Take you 5 minutes to walk over to the microphone. I'm good. Probably got to go to break.
Wonder if George Shea's picture is up at the Wiener House in Sioux City. Or Chestnut's picture is up. If you're the king of the Wiener, shouldn't you have your picture up at a place called the Wiener House? Just a question I ask. I'm just looking for an answer because somebody out there knows, because our listening audience is the smartest, best listening audience of anyone.
You know, puts a lot of pressure on me when there's four eyes looking at me to, like, corral you, and it's just not happening when you get on a roll.
The guy that's in charge is, like, standing way in the back of the studio this morning. All right, 6:37.
Good luck putting whatever this was about up on the replay page.
Oh, just like the crossover, just stuff. We had a segment. We had a segment
yesterday.
You should
title it Ladybug Chairs. People would be like, WTH.
That's great sports talk. Shane labeled a segment yesterday junk. Okay. Wow. Hey, thanks for the respect. We put a lot of thought and effort into that segment. You can always email us into the Equitable Bank inbox, Gary or Damon at 1620thezone.com, or on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed at Gary Sharp 1620 at Damon Benning. Let's get Johnny here before the break, because Johnny's been so kind to hold
I'm going with Johnny as like a pseudo name.
Okay. Hello, Johnny. Johnny?
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 Johnny.
That was a Johnny.
Shane. Chance.
Hello.
Oh, there he is. Hey, there you go, Johnny.
It's Cody, not Johnny.
Oh, see? One second here.
Already? I'm sorry.
Chance Shane.
I was so confused. I was like, okay. Wait.
I thought he said Johnny. I'm so sorry,
it's
Cody.
For Johnny, man.
Cody, I'm very sorry.
Cody, if you were tough like me, you wouldn't get hurt.
Holiday of the year?
Johnny, Cody. Cody, Johnny.
Yeah, they don't even. I met Colin, not Owen, Saturday at 7:07.
Okay. Hello, Johnny Cody.
I even gave him a hug.
Hey, Gary.
Hey,
Cody.
Hey, Cody.
Are you ready for your favorite holiday of the year?
July 4th?
No, July 1st.
Oh, Bobby Bonilla Day.
Bobby Bonilla Day tomorrow.
Boom! Pay the man his money.
You bet. That ends at 25, right?
Yes. We are getting close.
Yeah, that's gonna be an ending of an era. I was calling in early, but so I didn't start any drama since people like are gonna get all butthurt about it. Did you happen to watch?
Can we say that on the radio?
Elite 11.
We can't. Johnny Cody can.
Why do people's boondas hurt? It's a weird term. Go ahead, Cody. Again, something.
Did you guys happen to watch Elite 11 last night?
Yeah, on IG.
Yeah.
Yeah, went live. You are looking live.
Yeah, that was. That looks insane. That pro day agility.
Yeah, there's a lot of tough drills.
Yeah. Zane, I think, he was tied for second for most for completed passes. That J.J. Cole put on a show.
Yeah, Iowa State got a steal.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something, Cody. J.J. Cole is a prime example of why you don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
His gait, his build. Like, don't pay attention to any of that. That dude showed me. I didn't even know he had that in him.
Nah, he's looked good the past 2 days.
Yep.
And then
he's kind of long and knock-kneed. Yeah. He's good as advertised.
Yeah, he really impressed me. And then that Moore kid really, really lit it up last night.
Yeah, I think he's in everybody's top five after the first couple of days, right? Like the consensus, no matter
which. He's going to Oregon, right?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe.
Michigan feels pretty good about Dante Moore as well. I mean, he's got his four last night, they were saying Michigan, Notre Dame, Oregon, and A&M, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because everyone was chiming in about A&M throwing the money bags at him.
Well, I mean, you know what? He's a kid that, you have that kind of talented quarterback that's in Detroit, Harbaugh can't let him get away.
No, no. Not at all.
No.
Go
ahead.
What's that?
No, go ahead, Johnny.
No, I just called to see if you guys had watched.
You know what I thought you were going to talk about is Lloyd's dual offer.
I did see that late last. I was scrolling Twitter late last night and saw Texas Tech with the track and football scholarship.
Yeah, the rare combo. He pulls it off.
Johnny Cody, thank you.
How does that work? Would that be? I guess that's a good question for you guys. How does that work?
Track has partials, so football can pick up the rest. I'm sure football would more than share that.
Are indoor and outdoor all under the same umbrella?
For track, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering if that would still be all under the same umbrella or how that would work.
Johnny Cody,
one of many, probably.
We will get into that. Jalen Lloyd got an offer from
Johnny Cody.
Texas Tech.
Chance, you're going to have to explain
There's
that
another
at some
thing
point.
About the Johnny the Cody. Elite 11 day two yesterday, and the quarterbacks were there.
Johnny Cody.
So, you know, Nebraska pursued J.J. Cole.
Yeah, he
was on
right
junior
next
day.
To me.
They have pursued Avery Johnson out of the Wichita area. We have talked about it. I don't know if people realize what's happening, but Chris Klieman is recruiting like a madman in Manhattan.
So we have a lot of people.
Because I think Avery Johnson's going to end up at K-State.
We have a lot of people that aren't mature enough to handle, like, if you say something good about another coach. But I told you off air a couple weeks ago, K-State's they're good at what they do in terms of recruiting. And he's won, so I don't think that's any secret, right?
They have had a heck of a summer.
Yeah.
In Manhattan.
They're good at what they do.
Yep. All right, 6:43 coming up after 7. We'll get into the P.J. Fleck stuff that came out yesterday. Also, we are 10 weeks away from the NFL season. 58 days away from Nebraska playing. We are 10 weeks away from today, the NFL, one of the most anticipated NFL seasons ever. Maybe the most excited that everybody has been for the NFL kicks off 10 weeks from today. We're back in a bit. A lot of people in the studio today. We got Chance, we got Shane, there's Damon, I'm Gary. Sharp Betting in the Morning on 1620 The Zone.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.